USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. We believe the government cannot meet that burden.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.